Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Obstacle is the Way podcast, the only podcast in the world where the victories and successes of everyday people are celebrated and inspiration is overflowing in abundance. Hey guys, Alfred here. Welcome to the second episode of the Obstacle is the Way podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about listening to that voice within you. We all have a voice within ourselves that tells us what we're supposed to do, that tells us exactly what our responsibilities are. But unfortunately, we're too busy listening to the voices, to the voice of society, telling us to do things that we internally know we're not meant to do, whether it's spending 7 years in university or college, or taking up your parents' businesses because they really want to pass on the tradition. We all spend too much time trying to make society and those around us happy. And because we spend all that time listening to society and our parents and our friends and authority, different figures of authority, we end up not making ourselves happy by not listening to our internal desires. And it's funny because if you're happy, don't you notice that often other people around you are happy? When you're selfish enough to take care of yourself, you become selfless enough to take care of others. It's like that old adage where if you want to change the world, you have to become rich first. And when you're rich, you can give to others. So as Jay-Z said, I remember Jay-Z had a rap song. And in one of his lyrics, he says something like, "Until my cup overflows, I cannot spill it onto others." So before you decide to fill your parents' cup, your teacher's cup, your family's cup, your friend's cup, your partner's cup, fill yours first. How can you quench the thirst of others while you're dying of thirst yourself? And in order for you to fill your cup first, you have to listen to that voice within you. You have to listen to that voice within you that says, this is what I want to do. This is what I feel I need to do. This is my responsibility and I must carry my responsibility. I must fulfill my responsibility. I am obligated to no one except for me first. And in today's society, we're thought that this kind of thinking, that this voice is bad because it's selfish. There's nothing wrong with being selfish. You need to be selfish. That's how you survive. That's how you can become selfless later on. Bill Gates didn't become rich and successful by building charities.
Bill Gates didn't change the world by starting off building charities.
Bill Gates changed the world by becoming a billionaire, a multi-billionaire. That's how he changed the world. You know, when Elon Musk was growing up, he wasn't focused on how can I travel to poorer parts of the world so I can start giving to others? No, he focused on growing his character first. He focused on his own goals first. He sold his first internet company around the age of around his early 20s, and he became a multimillionaire. And then once he became a multimillionaire, he decided to move on to things like SpaceX and Tesla in order to impact the world. You can't give something that you don't have. And we all know that the most important thing, one of the most important things in life, is money. You know, money is not special.
But it is as important as oxygen. So if you don't have that, if you don't have that basic need met, how can you give to others? And it's not only about money, it's about other things as well. Whatever, maybe you're happy with the money you're making. Great. But what are you unhappy about? What is your voice? What is that voice within you telling you to fix, telling you to solve? Because if you do not listen to that voice within you, it will find a way of expressing itself. The things you hide the most, the things you repress the most, have the greatest motivation to express themselves without your consent. And that could mean sudden outbursts of emotion during times when you're traveling to work, or while you're asleep, or while you're taking a walk, or while you're even talking to your family member. I remember when I was a kid, I used to be very angry at the world. And at the time, I didn't know that that anger came from me not listening to myself, not listening to the voice that told me, hey, you should be facing your bullies right now. Hey, you should be speaking up for yourself more in class. But because I didn't listen to that voice, that anger that I had reserved for the bullies and the people who challenged me, the anger that I repressed for so long, I ended up taking out on the people I loved the most, which was unfair to them. So until you're happy, you have nothing to give to others. Too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears. Too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears. And those are the fears of what will happen if I don't listen to society. What will happen if I stop listening to my parents? What will happen if I stop listening to mom? What will happen if I stop listening to my counselor, to my friends? I'll tell you exactly what will happen if you stop listening to them. You will start to live your dreams. You will become a new person. You will start on a new path towards a greater version of yourself. The day, the minute, the moment you stop listening to others is the moment you start listening to yourself. And the moment you start listening to yourself is the moment your evolution as a human being, as an individual, begins. Hey guys, Alfred here. Thank you so much for listening to this second episode of The Obstacle Is the Way. If you enjoyed the episode, please feel free to subscribe. But more importantly, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast.